Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Salty Parker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Salty Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Walker scores. Parker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goslin moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. There goes Simmons trying to get to third. Bell throws the ball into Larry, who relays the ball to Clift, who tags Simmons for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Tigers. Glenn Liebhart now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Salty Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Bottomley moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell scores. Bottomley moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Glenn Liebhart. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bottomley scores. Hemsley moves to third. Bijma moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Hemsley scores. Bijma moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bijma scores. Larry moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Browns, 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Bell reaches second base with a double. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a fly ball towards right. Walker catches it and throws to home to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Sorrell moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Salty Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Owen moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. Salters strikes out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorrell covering, for the out. Clift moves to third. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sorrell moves to second. Salty Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to third for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive towards center. West catches it and throws to third to double up Walker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bijma strikes out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hemsley moves to second. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to third. Larry moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-3 in the game. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosselin moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rogel is walked intentionally. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosselin scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Tigers. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Salty Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gosselin strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gosselin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bijma hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Jack Knott. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper takes first base on ball 4. Bijma moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larry bunts towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bijma moves to third. Pepper moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bijma scores. Pepper scores. Larry moves to third. Clift moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, Browns, 6. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-4 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Soltis reaches third base with a triple. Larry scores. Clift scores. It's 8-6, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. It's 9-6, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-4 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Bell steals second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell scores. It's 10-6, Browns. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Owen moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schoolboy Row pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Schoolboy Row is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Row hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Rogel moves to second. It's 10-7, Browns. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.